Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back, Robert. It's been a while. It's been a full week since we... Hey!
Whoa!
Blake? Whoa! Part two, baby! Yeah. We're doing Robert Bravo, part two. Hey, Robert.
We're in the same outfit.
I know, I was just thinking.
Yeah, what the fuck?
We all planned this so well.
Yeah. So last time, you were talking about... Look, guys, I'm not a wizard. I'm just a humble blood effects man. I can't produce a shotgun... But what did you do in that case? So you did.
I did
deliver.
Yeah. No, I did it.
So my question was a little wrong previously, where it's like, oh, did you ever? You can do anything.
I can't do anything.
Right.
I try to have enough random shit with me.
Right.
So when someone asks me something, I hate failing.
Right. Same.
I have a chip on my shoulder, and that's because. Very early on in my career, probably the first 5 years of my career, we were working super cheap, mm-hmm. super low budget stuff. And so the first time I would ever see a gag was on camera.
Uh-huh.
And that's a terrible way to do things because when it doesn't work, you have no backup plans and you have no idea what you're doing.
Right.
So the first thing that happened as I started working on bigger things or just with slightly more money
mm-hmm.
was I never do anything to an actor I haven't done to myself or I haven't tested a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important. But also I just, nothing I do the first time I see it is on camera because there's just no backups.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is I always have a stupid selection of backup plans. So when the director comes to me and says, I want to rip off Dave's arm. I have an arm that's probably pretty close to the right skin color that's already grimy and gross in my car.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can just whip out my airbrush and do a little paint job on it, and we can shoot that scene in half hour, 20 minutes. Like I said, that's great, and it's awesome to help people, but at the same time, it's reinforcing bad habits.
Oh.
But I try.
I have a question about just like the stream of work that you've been getting in these, 15 years? How many years?
Longer than that, probably.
Yeah.
Maybe. I'm going to go, let's say 18.
18. Okay. What have you noticed about the low-budget horror world? How has it changed? How has it evolved since you began?
I think it's more okay to be indie now
mm-hmm.
than it was a little while back.
Uh-huh.
When I started, people looked at indie filmmakers as a bit more of a joke.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were either all art kids,
right?
And or they were all sharks trying to make a quick dollar who people used to act like indie just meant you didn't want to pay anyone.
Right.
And that
wasn't
the case. In fact, a lot of those guys had more passion and more care than a lot of the bigger guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people now, and that's still definitely the thing to a certain level, but I think people now realize that indie just means that you're a storyteller like any other storyteller.
Right.
And you're not a multi-billionaire.
Right.
You know, that's
right,
all.
Right, right.
That's all it is. So the mindset has changed.
I'm working on that, by the way.
Yeah, we're getting there.
Yeah.
And I also, I think there's just, it's easier now. Back in the day when I started, you had, you know, bigger, and I'm not ancient, you know.
Yeah.
But you shot on DVX cameras, and they took tapes.
Mm-hmm.
So back in the day, you had to have this big bag with like 30 tapes that you'd shoot into your camera, and then you had to go and get them all converted and go to a tape deck place. And
right. And then edit it on what, Final Cut?
Yeah. I think we were doing Final Cut 7 back then. But the point being now, anyone with a cell phone can shoot. There are cinematic films that are shot on a cell phone these days. So there's more access and things are cheaper now. Mm-hmm. It doesn't feel like that. But because anyone who, you may not make the best movie the world's ever seen, but anyone who has the base software that comes with the computer,
mm-hmm.
I'm pointing, I don't know if the computer is in the frame.
Right.
Anyone who has the base programs that come with most computers has an editing software.
Right.
Anyone who has a cell phone has a camera and a mic.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we live in a world where any 16-year-old passionate kid who wants to learn how to make a movie can make something.
Right.
And from there, they can grow and buy prosumer stuff and then buy professional stuff.
Right.
So it's just there's more access to a young filmmaker now than there was back in the mm-hmm. day. So indie has more freedom.
Right.
Sorry. One last thing. Yeah. The other nice thing is because we live in a world where I don't have to spend couple of $1,000s on tapes. Now that money can go pay other people,
mm-hmm.
you know, so, and do other stuff. Like kids can do stuff now that, you know, we couldn't even imagine back.
Yeah. No, I have to say, shout out to my buddy Jacob, who has a daughter and son. And he showed me a video that his daughter made at her high school. And it's like, whoa, you kids are really fucking talented. And you guys know how to use this technology really well. It's like, our stuff is nothing compared to,
it's insane,
you know, when we were your age and stuff. I have a specific question. Because I remember when we first hired you, you had this great reel, which was we hired you off of. There was a lot of zombie stuff in the reel. Has zombie content?
I think it's fatigued, yeah.
Fatigued a little bit?
Well, you know, the thing is, It's really interesting. There's like this every 2 or 3 years,
mm-hmm.
the sexy monster. By sexy, I don't mean attractive, but I mean like the popular thing.
Yeah.
Shifts. So like you remember a couple of years ago, like the Wolfman.
Yeah.
Like five other werewolf movies, Blood and Chocolate. They all came out at the same time, and then after that became Vampires Again.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that was Walking Dead and Zombies.
Yeah.
And then Paranormal Activity, ghost kind of things.
Right.
And then it rotates and it just starts over.
Yeah.
And it over and over and over and over again. Like, we really, like, big cinema does the same 4 or 5 monsters over and over and over again every 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
You know, and it just kind
of. So it's just part of the cycle.
Yeah. Like, so I think we're leaving zombie behind. Mm-hmm. And it did definitely get overplayed.
Yeah. I mean, did you see that reflected in the types of gigs that you were getting?
Oh, totally. And I won't lie, I loved it because zombies are easy.
Yeah.
And compared to other things, they're cheap.
You just throw some paint on them. And
I do some prosthetics if I can. But you know, it's definitely, it's easier to make 5 of them versus 1 10-foot-tall demon with flapping bat wings.
Right. Which, by the way, sort of circling back to Craving, we went to the premiere, April, Chris and I. Thank you, by the way, for the invite. That was really great. You guys did some, and without, I don't want to ruin the magician's trick, but you guys did some, and this was, you know, Craving was, it wasn't a low budget movie.
I mean, it was pretty low.
But it was pretty low. I mean, and the thing is, the reason I say it wasn't low budget is because I compare everything to Debbie.
Right.
And Debbie was
low.
Low. It was low. And if you like Debbie, know that we are geniuses for just even pulling that off, and he helped, and you know, like we were all part of it.
You call me a wizard. You're the one who figured that out.
Thank you. No. But I mean, dude, without the blood effects and without the team and without, you know, I'm very aware of how lucky I am in the game and to have Wild 7 and everything. But you guys did some de-aging on Craving.
Yes.
And that was, I mean, like, they took an older actor and just...
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Irishman shit.
Right. Know? Yeah. And speaking about how accessible it is, I'm going to get yelled at for this. It's a free software.
Right.
It's a free software.
I remember at the Q&A, they asked, you know,
how we did
Horton,
it,
and he was like, you know, like he was very coy, which I get, you know, like, but it was crazy because, I mean, you guys used this older actor who was great. And it was insane. It was like on the level of like a Scorsese film de-aging, you know?
Yeah. No, and it's amazing cause it is quite simple.
Yeah.
Two of us did it. Brooke, I'm a bad friend. I lost his last name. Hobbs. I think Brooke Hobbs. I think.
And if you don't like that, tough, you know, accept it, you know?
Yeah. You on my Facebook, find a Brooke, probably him.
Brooke, you're a great guy.
Did the vast majority. I did like one or two scenes, but this is his, you know, awesome thing. And he's the one who taught us how to do it.
Uh-huh.
But there's some AI and, you know, we can get into the ethics of AI another day. Then this is an AI art. This is AI technology.
Mm-hmm.
So what you would do is you would export a sequence from your movie into image, or you'd make an image sequence. So, you know, there's 24 pictures in a second of film.
Right.
And so you'd export like 10 seconds of film as individual frames, as individual pictures. You would fix one of them in Photoshop. So you use Photoshop to make one frame young.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would use AI to take that young frame and apply that mask to the rest
of the
whole sequence.
Clip. Yeah. Wow.
And then you just insert it back into the film.
It's crazy what
so
you
it's,
can do.
It's really crazy because it's... I mean, you still have to have a certain level of skill as far as the Photoshop to make the person young in the one frame.
Yeah.
But in the long and the short of it, it's incredibly simple compared to when you're thinking about like the technology that Marvel is using.
Right.
You know, and I mean, their stuff's better, but they're also spending $1 million. But it's not that much better.
Right. No. You know what's funny? I mean, we've discussed this on the show. That Marvel does what they call pixel fucking the digital effects artists, where it's like they'll just shoot, throw it to the digital effects artist and be like, okay, do this.
Figure it out
without a regard to lighting and this and that. And blah, blah, blah. By the way, at Craving, no, never mind. I was going to say something piggish. Okay. At Craving, there was the Q&A was awesome. It was held by great people. Uh-huh. I just want to say that. In fact, hold on.
Hold up.
What is it? I just want to say that the woman that was conducting the Q&A was really great. She did the Q&A really great, and I just want to say if you're watching this, I think you're fantastic, and that's all I want to say.
I have no idea.
You have no.
We don't know her.
Yeah. Oh, really?
She was part of the venue.
Oh yeah, she was wearing these like
I noticed
like red boots.
Yeah.
I would
love to acknowledge her on the shout out.
Blake. You don't even want to know, man. You don't even want to know. It was crazy. I was struck in not by her. By her beauty, because that's everybody's beauty. Everybody's beautiful. Everybody, even you know, everybody. Just her vibe was very nice and friendly. I just wanted to say, you're the best. you're the best.
Made it sound like this was gonna be awful. This
right?
Was,
no,
this was
no,
terribly
no, no,
tasteful.
No, it's just yeah. You know what? Because I'm a tasteful guy. I'm a gentleman.
Yeah.
I'm a gentleman, and you will find out if you care.
Yeah.
I'm a gentleman.
Well played.
Yeah. Thank you. That's all. So that was the venue. That was a great venue. That was at the Lemley.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
That
was a crazy night.
Yeah.
Did you have a... Wait, we left together, actually, because I was leaving, and then I saw you, and I was like, oh, Robert, you're leaving because you had something to do or something,
no,
right?
No, the venue was great.
Yeah.
The place where we did a little after party, less so.
Oh, okay.
Well, you know, it was the end of the night. It was late, and they wanted us to leave.
No. Oh.
So I had promised one of the actors his head.
Uh-huh.
Because we talked earlier about live casts. We did safe live casts. People get hurt in the movie Craving. And one person gets their head... Well, whatever. It's a spoiler. He gets his head ripped in half.
Right. It's a great effect. Yeah.
And I had promised that he can... Another guy gets his head punched through. So, like, the creature's hand actually goes through the guy's head. I had promised them their heads.
Yeah.
And so I left the venue to go get the guy his fake head that was in my car. It's super fun getting pulled over.
Yeah.
And
With fake heads and everything.
Oh, and body parts and stuff.
Right.
Well, I mean, that's what I get because I used to use a fake person, like a dead guy, to drive in the carpool lane.
Yeah.
I pulled over.
It's a good tactic.
The cop was so amused, he let me go.
Nice, because, I mean, it's very L.A. Yeah. Nice.
But anyway, I went and got the body parts, came back to the venue, and they didn't want to let anyone else in, so they wouldn't let me go back in.
Right.
So that's why I was leaving.
Oh, okay.
They kicked me out of my own party.
That was a funny night, because I'll tell you why. Like, we saw someone that we hadn't seen for a while, and the second I saw him, I had to use the restroom, so I just left.
Oh no!
And then April was like, "Dude, you just left me!" Like, and then so then she was kind of giving me shit that night, you know. And Chris was joking about it too. And then so then when we were leaving, my plan was after the movie, go home.
Yeah.
Like, I was going to go home. I wasn't going to go to the bar, you know, like, I don't drink. So it's like, you know, like,
I'm the same. I'm boring. I kind of went out of obligation. I felt bad because every time I turn around, someone would put another glass in my hand and
I would just casually
sit it down and
walk away. Yeah. You're like me. You were both like, well, kind of like,
yeah, I grew up around substances and I don't like not being in control.
Yeah. Same. Yeah. And so then when we were, I told Chris and April, I said, okay, you know what, guys, I feel bad about just splitting. So I'll walk with you guys to the bar.
Yeah.
And then I'll say bye to you there and I'll leave.
Yeah.
And that's the night. It was a lovely night. Saw it at the Lemley.
Yeah.
Great thing. Girl with boots. Awesome. Awesome night. So then when we're walking, I notice a guy that I know. His name is Galen. He's an actor.
Oh yeah.
You know Galen?
I mean, we haven't worked together,
but you know him. He's in on the scene. Yeah. He's the first time I ever saw him actually was at an audition in Glendale. And then after that, I met him. You know what's funny? I've known this guy for so long.
You don't even know where you met
him. I don't even know where I met him. I've just known him for a while.
Well, that's the same. People ask me all the time, how did I get tied up with you guys?
Yeah.
I know it was an ad.
It just happened.
I don't remember though. Where. Yeah, I don't remember how it happened. Yeah. I responded to an ad somehow.
Yeah.
And somehow I ended up here. But I don't have the details.
Right.
It's just, I was always there.
Yeah, exactly. So I want to split. Then I see Galen.
Yeah.
And I love seeing him.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, shit, I have to stay now.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to be rude to the man. You know, he's a nice guy. And I enjoy talking to him. I enjoy talking to Galen. Yeah. And Galen, come by the show. Have fun. Let's have fun. And then so then I ended up going into the bar.
Yeah.
And just kind of like, okay, I'm doing the thing. And so I talked to Horton for a second.
Yeah.
I went up to him. And I was like, hey, I'm Nasred.
When he's an aggregator too. So I think you guys talked a little shop about
Yeah. In fact, I got to message him and just be like, hey, you know, like, yeah. So I left. It was a great night. I mean, in fact, it's fun going to a friend's premiere.
Yeah.
It lets you feel like special and stuff, you know, like, but man, that girl with the boots, man, oh man. Okay. All right.
Oh, I will say, I should have said it earlier.
Yeah.
There is no girl with the boots involved in seeing it this way. But as of 2 days ago, you can see Craving for Free on Tubi.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Nice.
Yeah.
Tubi's great.
Yeah.
Tubi is great.
Look at me. I did my thing. At some point, I got to go pitch the crowdfunder for A Hard Place.
But
I actually followed through for once.
Because
whenever I do these things, I always promise, oh, no, I'm going to go pitch the thing, and I'm going to go remember. And 100% of the time, I get back in the car, and it's fuck.
Yeah, it falls out of the ears is what happens.
I end up, like, and you're the same way. We're talkers.
Yeah.
So we just have a conversation. And then I it's not until halfway home when I was like, did I
say, right. Thing? Exactly. Like, okay. I want to say something that I got to say because on one of the shows I mentioned someone in a negative way. Okay. The thing is,
was it me?
No.
I missed that episode.
No, but I have to make an apology, because I feel like I was a little disrespectful. But then the thing is, if I mention this person's name and you feel like I shouldn't be respectful, that's okay too.
Do I know who it is?
No, well, okay. I did a show. And you could stay blank face.
I quiver. Okay.
Yeah. Or you can let me give us a scoop. Okay. Do you remember the one show where I said something about Jared Leto?
Yeah.
I said something about Jared Leto that wasn't nice. Basically calling him a pretentious fool, and I just sort of I feel I was out of line. Now, here's the thing. If my homie doesn't like Jared Leto, I don't like him either, and I don't feel any need to apologize. And I'll just leave it at that. Robert,
I will not ask you to apologize.
Oh, okay.
I will. Wait, are you remembering my Jared Leto thing wrong?
Because I could have. Wait,
I am not a pro Jared.
Okay, you know what? Fuck you, Jared Leto. Fuck you, motherfucker. You fuck with my friends. You fuck with my family. You fuck with me. Why don't you like this motherfucker? Fuck you, Stu Gatz, motherfucker.
I
sucker.
I cannot, unfortunately, go into specifics for reasons.
Well, that's cool. But as long as you're okay with fucking Stu Gatz, motherfucker.
Yeah, I think.
Punk ass. Bitch,
I think if you were worried about me defending Jared Leto, you were maybe mixing.
If
me up
he
with
comes
someone
to
else.
You, if he comes to you with threat of violence, I will turn into a tornado of.
I mean, he weighs all of 80 pounds, even when he is buff. I don't think I have to worry about the threat of violence.
He starves himself because he doesn't understand that there are actual people starving, and he thinks it's cute.
Yeah. No, here's my thing. Here's my thing where I will...
He's a prick, right, Blake?
Where I will attempt to defend. He is.
He's a prick.
Yeah.
He's got a weird cult with young people. It's strange.
Here's my thing. When, with the right director, he is talented.
Mm-hmm.
As an artist, I will not insult him. Like, I've seen him do very good things. Mm. So there's the diplomat in
there. Yes.
Right? So I will acknowledge that he is capable as a person.
Yeah.
I try not to say shitty things about people.
Yeah.
Fuck him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll, like I said, if you don't remember the story, when we're not public.
Okay.
I will remind you. But I don't have love for the
Stu Gatz, motherfucker.
I don't have love for the man.
Fucking Mama Luke. As they say on the Sopranos.
There's a list of people I don't have love for. Most people on the planet I will fight for.
And Mafavangulis Jared Leto. Yeah. I'm more Italian than he is, I think. Is he Italian?
I don't know. I think
he's a punk.
I think he's whatever he feels like he is at the time.
Come here and fight me and let's settle this like men.
Yeah. He reminds me of and totally opposite direction. I love Madonna, back in the 80s. But he's Italian, like Madonna was 80s, when just slowly throughout the further into the 80s she got, the more
right,
English.
Right. He's about as Italian as a Papa John's. He's a disgraziata, right?
Oh, you know?
I, Blake, when you fuck with one of us, you fuck with all of us. And here's the weird thing. Here's the fucked up thing. Jared Leto I've done nothing to me. I don't know.
No, I'm
a psycho, I guess.
I wish him nothing but the best. You know, I
I,
I, I don't need to. I don't need to feed off of like hope and bad, but maybe he gets into a car crash.
Right, right, right.
This is a terrible watch. Or, this is gonna be the news. He's in a. Or,
you know what? You know what we said. The reason I'm apologizing, Robert, and it is a sincere apology. And do I think he's talented? What's talent? I don't know. I don't know.
And I think he has to be guided. But I'm saying, like,
right.
When I insult a person, that doesn't mean, like, I don't want to people who like him or like his work.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't want to insult them because his work is valid.
Right, right. And I understand that his music means a lot to 12-year-old girls. And that's
and
weird.
And good for them.
And good for them. They deserve good music.
Yeah.
Do they deserve to be manipulated into an odd cult? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I'm just saying I don't know. Is he talented? I don't know. I don't know, Blake. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know these things. I'm just a humble man. And I just wanted to fuck around. Yeah. You know? Like, you know what I mean, Blake? Yeah. Is there anybody you hate? Any punk-ass motherfuckers back in Oakland want to fucking feel this heat? I'll fucking kill all your enemies.
No, I don't carry.
You have a pit bull on your side, Blake. Do you understand? A pit bull. I will claw and I will scratch. You know, one time, I'm telling you, this is a true story, okay? One time I was with my girl. She was a feisty one, uh-oh, right? And these two punk asses were talking shit about my girl. And I said, why are you saying these things? And then they said, oh, I just like to start drama. Me and my girl, we start. There were two brothers. I called him stupid and he got mad, so he punched me. And then, do you know what I did? Because I was sitting down and he was like right here. I bit his fucking crotch. I bit him and then I like pushed him into the car. I started punching on him and then I bit his face. I was like, you don't ever fucking fuck with me. And then my girlfriend, she chased his brother and he like ran away. And then she ran at him. His head was sticking out the car door. And then she stomped on his stupid fucking head. Come fuck with me, Jared Leto. I'm waiting. I'm psycho and I'm waiting. Okay? I am psycho and I'm waiting. No, I'm just kidding. Jared, I'm sorry. Hold on.
Neither confirm nor deny.
Hold on. You know what? That was out of line. Oh. Jared, you were great in Million Dollar Dallas Club. What was it called?
We'll shout out Requiem for a Dream.
Yeah.
Requiem for a Dream.
You were great in that. You were great in Requiem for a Dream, the way you said, Ma. Remember? Yeah. He was very like...
The way your life fell apart when you suffered from your heroin addiction.
I loved it. Robert, I'll tell you, the reason why we were apologizing was we were coming up with a, I think it was, we were doing Street Fighter. Do you remember this, Blake?
No.
We were talking about Street Fighter. And then I said, I want to remake Street Fighter. And I was being serious. I said, I want Jared Leto to play M. Bison. But
I can see him as Vega.
This is the thing. Because I want him to be a villain. And I wanted it to be like his character, he bathes in filth. Okay? And then my thinking was, if I tell that to Jared, he'll be like, oh, I gotta research this now and stuff. And then he'll go and bathe in filth. Shit. And stuff, you know, like just bathe in filth. He'll get E. coli and die. And that was my big plan. And I feel bad. I mean, Jared Leto has mother and father and 12-year-old fans and stuff. And we want to be nice to that, you know? Like,
but, you know, all those 12-year-old fans, one day they'll be 13 and they won't care.
Right, 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 right. One day they're going to grow up and they're going to be like, what the fuck was I worshiping? That was so strange. That was, you know what? Enough nastiness. Jared Leto. I don't need him. You know what I mean? I don't need you. I don't want you.
But
you know,
who are you without an enemy?
That's true. Yeah. Well, you know what's funny? I do have an enemy.
Uh-oh.
He is so stupid and such a cunt and such an untalent that he's not even a factor in life, show business, or anything. So it's like I have no choice. Have you ever seen Ichi the Killer?
Yeah.
Do you remember that part at the end?
Oh, no.
Oh, you haven't seen it?
No. I'm just thinking in my head
where
this is going.
There's a part where Kakihara, the blonde guy, everybody's dead. And he's just like, there's nobody left to kill me.
Aww.
That's how I feel. Like, there's nobody that is equal to my talent. Jared Leto cannot animate. Jared Leto cannot be Mr. Red. He is just a cult figure or something. Like just a man who likes 12-year-old fans. And that's weird. I was going to say that's okay, but that's weird.
Yeah, I was good at it.
Right. You know, it's very strange, very, very odd, your scene. I find him scary and he freaks me out. I could go on forever. But what I'm saying is, let's be peaceful in the... He's a Stugatz. He's a Mama Luke, as they say in Italian. Right, my paisano? He's a Mama Luke, right, Ravallo? Right.
I did not say my last name correctly. I'm trying to say my last name.
How do I say it?
Revezzo.
Mafafangul to me. that I mispronounced. Oh, man. This is just... Dude, you know what's funny? It's now gotten to the point where I just don't want to stop the show.
No, I know. But now
it's just like we're just having too much fun.
It's self-sustaining now.
Robert, I got what I needed. Okay. I got stories and I got some Jared Leto hate from you. We drank some Haterade. It was good.
It was delicious.
Yeah, it was delicious. I don't wish you... Look, douche. I don't wish you had E. coli or anything, okay? It's just... I'm a sadist, I guess. I sit around...
We don't want you to get E. coli. We want salmonella or something you could survive.
He said it. And you know what? So you think about your ways.
Yeah.
I find your ways to be troubling. Luring 12-year-old fans to your concerts.
See, the fucked up thing is... Is it a bit or is that... I don't spend enough time on the 30 seconds. I don't know if it's a bit or if he actually does have 12-year-old cult members.
I don't know and I can't...
Denier.
Yeah, exactly. I'm being diplomatic. But what a cunt.
What a bitch.
What a bitch, right? Come here. He can't do shit. I've seen his arms. Look at these fucking arms. Oh, dude, yesterday...
You get the Mr. Red powers.
Yeah, dude, I'll tell you this. Yesterday, I was on the balcony, okay? I had just worked out. I started kissing my biceps because I was so hot. I was like, God, I'm so fucking sexy. You know, a small amount of women want to fuck me. Oh, I'm so fucking sexy. And I was just, and then these people were walking and saw me. And I was just like, what?
You know you want it.
Yeah. And it was a man with his wife. Yeah. I said, you leave before I make a cuck out of you. You know what I mean?
Oh, no.
All right. That's it. That's enough fun. Robert Bravo, this is a lot of fun. Thank you for coming by.
It was my pleasure.
Where can the good people find you?
I'm on all of the social media things. I think they're all Robert Bravo, or it might be Robert M. Bravo.
Awesome. And check out Craving.
Check out Craving
on Tubi.
Yeah. The Indiegogo, you'll know it's me because the little profile picture, I'm cutting someone's boob off.
Nice.
So that's easy.
Nice.
I don't want to shout it out now after we had all that fun, but there is an Indiegogo still going. It's on demand for A Hard Place, which is the other the next film we're doing.
Oh, for sure. How long is that going?
It's the campaign is over, but it's on demand, which means like you can still go buy perks and all that kind of junk.
I will be investing.
Oh yeah, I love your money.
Yeah, thank you. I love everybody's money.
And I'm terrible at staying up on the Twitter and all that, but there's a Twitter. It's still my name
for sure.
The easiest one is Facebook, and again, Robert Bravo. I'm always there. You can see all the shenanigans and blood and gore. Hopefully I just did something with David Howard Thornton. I can't show photos yet, but I'll post those on there soon.
Nice.
I'm sure they'll go up on Instagram.
And Jared Leto sucks, right?
He sucks.
Blake, where can the good people find you?
Instagram Oak and then TWN Blake on Instagram.
Revezzo.
Yes.
Revezzo.
Do you want to know my full name?
Yeah. Blake Weber.
William Blake Revezzo Weber.
Wait, you're a
what
William.
What the fuck? You're William?
Yeah.
So, like, could I call you? I mean, when did you become Blake?
Blake's always been my middle name.
Oh, William Blake. So why do you go by Blake, if I may ask?
I just like being called Blake. My parents have always called me Blake.
They never called you Billy or anything?
Nope.
So no Billy?
Nope.
No Willie.
No Bill, no Liam, no...
So William is not...
Will.
All right. You know what? He's a good captain of their crew. Yeah. You know what I mean? He's not a disgraziata. Not a fucking mafanfangul like a fucking Jared Leto, you mafanfangul. Get out of my life. Get out of my life. Get out of little Sicily. Blake, let's go to Sicily. Fuck some girls.
I have a girlfriend.
Oh, right. Sorry. right. Hey, Blake's girlfriend. He's a great guy. He's so, loyal.
Oh.
You know, he's a good man. Yeah. Good man.
There's not
good
enough man. Of those.
Yeah. And you know what? I want to shout out to Blake's parents. They raised a good man. Good man. Yeah, good man. Yeah, I saw your father. He seems like a good man. And good wisdom.
You didn't meet him?
Yeah. Because I literally thought your dad was someone else. This guy that was looking at all of us angry. You remember this? Yeah. Like, there was a guy at the premiere, and he was looking at all of us like... And then I thought, oh my God, that's Blake's dad, and he's so like ashamed. Upset. Yeah, and he's like, thinks we're a weird drug sex cult or something.
Wait, are you not?
No, that's Jared Leto's thing, you know.
I'm in the wrong building.
Right, hey. But Robert, I thank you for being part of our crew. Thank you for giving the blood. You can follow me on Twitter at Mr. Nosred. Follow me on Instagram at Mr.Nosred. Email me at nosred@wild7studios.com. Amigas is on Tubi. Check it out. It's very fun. It will be continuing. I don't know what's going to happen in this story. All I know is I hope Padre Nas is safe. Also, Debbie and the Devil, which Robert did the blood effects for, is also on Tubi. And if you want to own it forever, you can rent or buy it on Amazon, or you could get the Blu-ray, which is awesome. I wish I had the Blu-ray here to show you. Emmanuel, if you could put a graphic. Yeah. And you know what's funny?
It's right here.
Yeah. Right, just maybe slide it across. You know, like, and that's it. Fuck. Hello, Weekend. Yeah. Hello, Weekend. Hello. Are you going to see Beast Wars? Or Rise of the Beast or whatever?
Unfortunately, I'll be killing people all weekend. So.
Nice.
But
for a good cause.
I'll see it at some point. Yeah.
For a good cause.
Yeah.
Metaphorically or physically?
In a one of them stories that I work on.
Yeah. That's how he rolls. Yeah. Awesome, Robert. Thank you so much. Thank you for making the time. What do you got going on later?
Tonight I gotta go make some monsters. At 7 o'clock I gotta shoot in Silver Lake. So.
Night shoot, huh?
Yeah.
Nice.
Got another one of those super fun long days.
Nice. Will you tell those cinema soldiers, those celluloid samurais, that Mr. Red says salute? And you're doing a great thing. And I thank you so much. Yeah. Awesome.
Cheers. Awesome.
Let's have a good rest of the day. All right. Please take a moment and hit those like and subscribe buttons. While a small gesture, it really means a lot to Wild 7 Studios and allows us to continue creating meaningful and fun content for your viewing pleasure.